today in Muskogee, Gene McFaul was here, and I don't know, I saw Gene McFaul the first time do Will Rogers. It must have been a couple of decades ago. Gene, I don't mean to date you there.
Well, I've been doing it for 18 years, Jerry.
Okay, I knew it'd been a long time.
Yeah.
And you really got Will Rogers down pat, I must say.
Well, thank you. I have a lot of fun doing him. He's such an interesting individual and such a great man that I feel very privileged to be able to portray him.
Well, you and I talked a little bit, and you mentioned your schedule. You got a killer scheduler. You just came off of the fair circuit, the Oklahoma fair circuit.
Right.
you played both fairs, huh?
Well, I was 3 days at the Oklahoma City Fair and then the whole Tulsa Fair.
And how many shows did you do there at one a night?
I was just doing a booth and just doing some exposure, Will Rogers, rather than performing, mainly talking to people and listening to their stories and everybody telling me how many of them were related to Will Rogers, and some old people who had seen Will Rogers, and visiting with folks who'd seen my show, and just that sort of thing, just a PR thing. We were set up with our cookbooks there.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a little bit. That Will Rogers cookbook was pretty popular today, I noticed.
Yeah, it was. It's really done well. It's only been out a little over 3 months, and it's going national in January. We're very pleased with that. It's we feel it's a very quality book. It's got over 550 recipes, some of them dating back to the 20s and 30s, some of them from the Will Rogers family. It's got a lot of information about Will Rogers. Very interesting picture, Will, on the front, taken from the movie Life Begins at 40. And the quote that I love is on the front, says, "Only a fool argues with a skunk, a mule, or a cook." And we have over 100 Will Rogers quotes in the book. We've got over 60 photographs, over 50 stories. So I did a lot of research on it, and my wife did a real good job on the recipes. And it's one of the best-selling cookbooks in the state of Oklahoma right now.
Well, great. And as you said, it is going to go national. And when it does, they can order it through Amazon, and we have a link through that in our room. You have a pretty good resemblance to Will Rogers. Had anybody ever told you that before you thought about doing Will Rogers?
Oh, yes, that's one reason. That one thing gave me the idea. When I started in show business, that's 1966, I was in the first year of The Legend of Daniel Boone in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. And we had some older cast members, and they said, "Gene, you look and sound like Will Rogers and Will Rogers Jr." Well, nobody ever said this to me because I hadn't been around actors. And my dad had been a big Will Rogers fan, so that gave me an idea. And then I saw James Whitmore do his one-man show, Will Rogers USA, on TV. And I made an audio tape of that show. That's a show I'll do one of these days. But you don't jump into a one-man show when you're still green. Better know a little bit about your trade. So I had went out to Hollywood and spent about 6 years in Hollywood, did some movies and television stuff, and decided I wanted to come back home to Kentucky. And I'd been acting at that time about 16 years, and I thought, well, maybe I'm ready to tackle a one-man show. So I contacted James Whitmore's people and went back out to Hollywood and auditioned for them. And I got the rights to travel around the country performing his show. And in the course of the time while I was performing his show, a couple of summers, I had the privilege of being his understudy, traveling with him throughout the country as his understudy. And then in 89, I wrote my own show, the show I travel with now, called The Witty World of Will Rogers.
Now, yeah, I think I first met you. You were still living in Kentucky. I moved down to Claremore full-time yet.
Yeah, I've only been in Claremore full-time for 3 years. I've lived here off and on for short periods. I did a couple of summers back in the 80s at the old hotel, Will Rogers, and then in, I think, 91 or 92, I was artist in residence one summer here. And so I've been in and out of Oklahoma. I lived in Oklahoma City then for, I think, in about 95 and 96, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... seems like I keep coming back to Oklahoma, but it looks like I'm here to stay.
Well, good. And, everybody there today, you do these cultural events all the time, as you say, in addition to, you do a lot of corporate things, too, aren't you? Aren't you going to...
I have a show tomorrow night for the Executive Women International, their banquet. That's the women executives here in the Tulsa area. They're having their awards banquet, and I'm doing their banquet, and then... Friday, I'm doing a television show in Oklahoma City as part of the arts, the Oklahoma State Arts Council.
I think you told me they're going to be doing some stuff for the first time down at Bricktown.
That's right. On Saturday, we've got our showcase. I'm performing twice at Bricktown at 3:30 and at 8 o'clock. So they're doing daytime performances. All the artists on the Arts Council register on the touring program are doing a daytime show, and then they're doing an evening show. And it's something different, and we're really looking forward to it. It could be a great event, and people can come out and they can see, you know, all the different artists, and they have quite a potpourri of artists on the Arts Council list. You know, you've got Western artists, you've got symphony orchestras, and, you know, you've got all sorts of stuff like that.
Sure.
And myself, and you've got...
But, you know, it's more than just Oklahoma, though. I mean, you're going up to New England here pretty soon, or someplace.
I'm leaving Sunday for Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, Baltimore. I knew it was someplace.
Playing at the B&O Railroad Museum in Baltimore. It's a big function for Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. They're having a big national meeting of their risk managers or something, and I'm flying up to do that. And yeah, I still travel nationwide, even though part of my job here, I'm a special staff member at the museum here in Claremore, the Will Rogers Museum. And a big part of my job there is keeping Will Rogers alive to the school children in the state of Oklahoma. I will do 100 to 125 schools under the sponsorship of the museum and the state legislature. It doesn't cost the schools anything. But he was such a part of our history here in Oklahoma, and not only that, American history, that we want to keep him alive to the younger generation so that these kids grow up. When you mention Will Rogers, they'll have some idea who the man was.
Yeah, I really commend you for your work on that. The reason I mentioned the Oklahoma City thing and the thing in Baltimore, we're on the Internet as well, www.jerrypippin.com. It's broadcast everywhere. Just got a call from some guy out in Golden Shores, Arizona.
Oh, boy.
That listens to our show, and so you never know. Somebody may be, you may be coming close to where somebody lives.
That's right, and I'm riding in the Rose Bowl Parade on January 1st this year.
Well, then what float? How will we know you're there? What kind of float is that going to be?
Well, I'm not on a float. I'm riding a horse.
Oh, are you?
I'm riding a horse. We have an equestrian group called Oklahoma Legends. It was organized by a fellow up in Michigan, Tom Darragrand, who does Tom Mix. He's been playing Tom Mix for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he approached myself and Wayne Spears, who does Pawnee Bill. And Wayne lives over in Pawnee, Oklahoma, and is the tax assessor over there. And he talked to us, and I don't know, there'd be probably 15 people in our equestrian group, but it's labeled the Legends of Oklahoma. The only people I know is myself, and it'd be Will Rogers, Pawnee Bill, and Tom Mix, and I'm not sure who the other people will.
Well, and that'll be on New Year's Day from Pasadena, the Rose Bowl Parade.
And it's a six-mile parade route, so Gene has got to get on a horse and get a little toughened up before he rides 6 miles on a horse, because I have not been riding in years much, so
yeah.
I've got to get busy on that. I assured Wayne Spears, Wayne has a couple of Leopard Appaloosa horses, which are absolutely gorgeous.
I started to say, sounds great.
And I'm riding one of his horses. In fact, you may have noticed on the billboard as you come into the state of Oklahoma, there's a Welcome to Oklahoma. There's a guy on a horse rearing up and his hat waving in his hand. Guy with the big mustache, that's Wayne Spears doing on E-Bill and on one of his Leopard Appaloosa horses.
Great. For people listening, we gave a little trivia out there. They can use that at the next trivia party. Okay, now Will Rogers, you had to study a lot about this man to get your act together and everything. You know, we always think about these political quotations, and he had quite some humorous things to say about politicians, didn't he?
Oh, he said that the banker, the lawyer, and the politician were a comedian's best bet for a laugh, and that audiences haven't changed, and neither have those three professions.
Well, you know, you're right. We're getting ready to carry this Al Gore... George Bush debate here in a minute, and that's
right.
When I brought up the political thing. I thought it might be fun to see what Will Rogers would be saying about today's politicians. Probably the same thing he was saying back in those
this
years.
This is it, Jerry. You know, when I do my show, if you noticed at the beginning, I tell people to let their minds go back in time, back to the early 30s, because I'm recreating Will on his lecture circuit, and I don't have to update his material at all, because what he said is so applicable today, and he said it in the 20s and 30s, because all my shows taken from his writings and radio broadcast. But he understood human nature, and that does not change. And if you're talking about a politician in ancient Rome, 1935 or the year 2000, underneath it's the same type animal. Well, the trappings are different, but underneath they're the same, and that's what makes it so much fun doing Will's humor.
Yeah, and these two fellows tonight are upholding the tradition, I take it.
Oh, definitely. People often ask me the most asked question I get, Jerry. People will say, "Gene, what would Will say about such and such, or what would he say about the politicians today?" And I have a standard answer I use. I can't tell you exactly what he would say. I will guarantee you he would have plenty to say.
That's probably true.
Because, you know, he just talks like, he says something like, sometimes you have to vote for somebody you don't want to just to keep somebody worse out.
That hasn't changed.
No. And, you know, he says, you can't ruin this country ever with politics. And I think that's true. You know, we get all hot and bothered about who's president or who's in the Congress or something. But for over 200 years, this country has managed to exist in spite of good presidents, poor Congress, bad Congress. Our founding fathers hit something when they came upon on this, that one man can't really ruin the country too badly.
Well, I hear you. Well, I'm glad that we talked to you tonight, because you are bringing back a good point, and that is true. It's just like Will Rogers is sitting here with us doing a little punditry tonight. you mentioned Will Rogers Jr. He passed away, didn't he, recently?
Will Jr. passed away about 5 years
okay.
ago. Jimmy, the youngest son, and a lot of people did not know that Will had two sons. He actually had four children. The youngest one died when he was about 21 months old, Freddie. And then Mary, the daughter, died in 89. Will Jr. died, I believe, in 95. I'd have to look in my own book that I wrote to see what the date is. But then Jimmy,
now that's
youngest son,
is that Jim Rogers?
28th of this year.
Yeah.
He was 84 years old. He did not look like his father the way Will Jr. did, but he had more of his father's personality and temperament. He was a delightful man and very unassuming. In fact, when he passed away, we called the newspaper in Bakersfield, California, where he lived. There were people on the newspaper that knew Jim Rogers, the rancher and the horseman there, but they did not know he was Will Rogers' son. He did not trade on that fact.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting. So are there any direct descendants of Will Rogers still around?
There are. Jimmy had two sons and a daughter, and they all have children. I think all three of them maybe have a son also. So now Kim, the Jim's oldest son, is now on the commission of the Will Rogers Memorial. We've managed to have a member of the family on the commission. Will Rogers Jr. was for years, and Jimmy was for years, and now his oldest son, Kim, is on our commission. And that gives us a close connection with the family, and it enables us, when the family decides to do something with some memento, it'll come to the memorial, you know, because they know that they've got a say in how it's run and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim had two sons. He had Kim and Chuck. And they both have been very involved in polo. And people didn't realize Will Rogers is quite a polo player.
You know, I think I vaguely remember seeing a newsreel of him playing polo.
Yeah, he built, at his ranch in California, he built a polo field. And the big stars would come out and play polo on Sunday afternoon for charity. And they'd have some of the comedians and stuff, Joey Lewis and those people, you know, some of those people who didn't know anything at all about polo, be the guest announcer. It was quite hilarious on what some of the, Eddie Cantor and, you know, all those people. Just,
sure.
And an interesting thing about Katharine Hepburn in her book, she wrote about Spencer Tracy. She said, Spence, you love to play polo, but after Will Rogers got killed, you never played again.
Mm.
Because he had played out there at the Will Rogers Ranch, but apparently he quit playing polo when Will got killed, because Will's death affected him that much.
Okay, Gene McFaul has been our guest here. We're almost time. We've got to get ready for this debate, Gene. They could maybe somebody in corporate America listening might want to book Will Rogers for something.
I hope so.
I got to make way for the debate. Any final political ideas that Will Rogers...
He said that he felt we ought to keep both parties out of office for one term and just hire Henry Ford to run the whole thing, then pay him a commission on whatever he saved us.
Okay, thank you very much, Gene.
It's been a pleasure, Jerry. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again. We'll stay in touch.
Okay,
bye-bye. Gene McFaul there as Will Rogers.